When you see the new technology that's being introduced by John Deere, every single time that you take a look at a new tractor, new combine, new planter, or new technology, what is happening is we're trying to find a way to help the producer become more efficient. If he can become more efficient, then he becomes more profitable. So whether it means going faster through the field, being more accurate in the field, precision guidance is really taking off with the new technology there. Those are the things that we really strive for the future. And with that, we have a brand new division with John Deere called John Deere Agri-Services. I'm going to introduce John Mann to you, who is the Vice President of Strategic Marketing for John Deere Agri-Services. And with that, John, why don't you come on up?
All right. Thank you, Barry. Well, I'm glad to be here. And we're investing in the future of agriculture. Deere's been tasked to grow this company and grow this business, and maybe sometimes that might mean in areas that aren't traditional equipment business. And so this is one of those ventures. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about the OptiGrow system. The OptiGrow system is a system that we've introduced in cotton a couple of years ago. We've done several million acres. And in cotton, we do variable rate applications of plant growth regulators and defoliants. And we're introducing here today at the Commodity Classic the introduction of this technology into corn and wheat. So I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about that. But if I was sitting in your shoes, the first question I'd ask is, well, what exactly is the OptiGrow system? What the OptiGrow system is the ability to put the nutrients in the right place at the right time for the right cost. And that's what we're trying to do is manage those variables in season while you still got time to do something about it, while you still got time to make a correction and make an adjustment to that crop before it goes into the bin. We're introducing, like I mentioned, into two crops, and we've actually got three services that we're introducing into those two crops. In corn, the system is intended to manage our nitrogen costs. Nitrogen costs have been on the rise here of late with the recent increase in energy prices, and we believe that you can cut back your nitrogen in the pre-plant season, take an image of the growing crop, and then apply it from that image only if it needs it. And the work that we've done shows that there's about an 11 to 18% savings while maintaining optimum yields. The flip side of that is if you've had denitrification through large rains in the early spring season, you might have had some nitrogen ponding or leaching away in your most productive parts of the field. We believe that we can spot those spots with an extra shot of nitrogen and still achieve maximum yield. In wheat, we've got a couple of projects. The first project in wheat is to manage. Looks like we got a little fork truck activity going on out back, huh, guys? I hope they get it where they want it. In wheat, we're talking about two things. As the crop breaks dormancy, identifying things that might have winter killed or areas of the field that might have winter killed, or areas of the field that didn't make it because you didn't get enough rain in the case of spring wheat, and just applying to the parts of the field that deserve it. In other parts of the field, what we found is that we can identify a problem that looks a lot like wheat. It's called cheatgrass or wild oats or downy brome, and we can identify those patches and spot apply the herbicides to the right spot. So that's really what the OptiGrow system is. It's flying over the field and taking an image of the crop, and then from that image, then we determine what the need is through making management zones. And then those management zones, the grower would work with his or her trusted advisor to scout those parts of the field. And then once you've scouted those parts of the field, they can determine mutually what the rates are that you need to apply, make a prescription rate, and use a variable rate sprayer to put on just the right amount just at the right time. That's the idea, is identify the need, make a management zone, scout that management zone to determine just exactly what the requirement is, and then go apply it with a variable rate equipped sprayer. Some of the other things that you might be able to do with that is you might also be able to begin to build a database of information that you might use in subsequent years. So, and again, it's just another piece of information along with yield data and other things that one might be able to use. This just depicts a little bit about in the variable rate application for corn. They're still trying to get that thing where it needs to go. In the application for corn, we're timing this in the upper Midwest, somewhere between the June 15th and July 15th time frame. So right about when the corn is about shoulder high, the crop's going to be telling us if it's short of nitrogen or if it needs a little bit of extra nitrogen, and that's when we can come in with a high-clearance machine and drop in the right rate of nitrogen, but yet still pick up enough rainfall to get it down into the root zone and attain optimum yield in the areas where we might have had denitrification, or if you planned this up front, maybe save as much as 18% of your nitrogen expense on particularly on corn following corn. And what we've found is upwards of 18% on corn and 11% on corn following soybeans. This is just kind of a good picture of how this system would work. Starting in the upper left-hand corner, the agronomic advisor, the trusted advisor that the grower is familiar working with, meets with the grower and determines what we might need, or maybe we want to take an image to try to figure something out. So the agronomic advisor would go to the website and order it there in the second frame. As you move to the right, once that order is submitted, we would fly over it, take an image of that field, and transmit that image back to the grower and his trusted advisor through the web system. Then that map would be used to create a management zone. That management zone then is loaded into a handheld PDA that the crop advisor would have, and he'd go out and scout those zones and determine just exactly what the issues are and what the corrective measures needs to be. And then in the next to last slide, you'd make a prescription rate, and then that rate can be applied either through our sprayers, competitive sprayers. In the case of cotton country, we're doing it with AgCat aerial applicators. So whatever the crop needs, depending upon its growth stage, we can make a prescription map for the piece of equipment to get it to the right spot. So again, in summary, we believe that we've got a system here that can help the producers make more money. We think we can help them, depending upon how they approach it, we think that we can help them either minimize their input costs while still maintaining the same yield, or in the cases where we might have had some nitrogen loss, we think we can spot it in and pick up a couple bushels of yield from those spots that might need it right before the crop goes into its reproductive phase. So that's just a quick hit on the agronomics of this thing, and I guess, Barry, I'll turn it over to the group maybe and answer any questions anybody might have about the system. I'll start over here. No, we don't use Google Earth. What we use is many of the agronomic advisors have the field boundaries that they've already driven, and so we use those as the means to order the fields. The boundary line files that have a lot of precision ag folks have already got those on file, and those will be used to submit the order. If not, we've got a drawing tool that you can draw on the field boundaries to submit the order. Good question. Lynn. A good question. The delivery mechanism is manyfold. The delivery mechanism that we want is we want to give the ability to work with the person that the grower is most familiar with working with. So in some cases, we're using the John Deere dealers. I think we have 24 John Deere dealers that have signed this up, 10 different owner groups. In many cases, the grower supplies his own agronomic advisor who has the precision ag experience, so that's the person that's doing the scouting. And then in many cases, the ag retailer or input supplier has a certified crop advisor on staff that's supplying this type of expertise. And so the only thing that we ask is that there's some type of precision ag expertise in the loop, either through the John Deere dealer, through the ag retailer, or supplied by the grower to help with the scouting, to help with making the prescription maps and those types of things. The price varies. We wholesale it to the ag retailers or the John Deere dealers. The market price, I believe, is somewhere in the 2.25 to 3.5 an acre range. Is typically what the market price for this service is. Again, we're kind of one step removed from the retail piece of that, but I think that's generally what's been going for. That pays for everything. That pays. Yeah, a good question. Rolled up in that price is the consulting advice, the scouting, and the imagery. Everything that you need to be able to make the prescription. That does not include the application cost, of course. But And the 11 to 18% that we see is net of all of those expenses. That's a net number that we've looked at in corn. Cindy? 24 locations. Most of it is in the Mid-South Delta, where we've had this service for the last couple of years. But certainly there are some John Deere dealer owner groups that are looking at it up in the Midwest and out in the wheat country as well. But right now, just because of timing, they're all in the Mississippi Delta. Most of them are in the Mississippi Delta. In the management zones are probably going to range in the there will probably be a piece of the field that'll be the largest piece of the field, but there will be management zones that will be 2, 3, 4 acres in size maybe, and typically probably along soil contour lines and things like that, where you might have some type of a water problem or you might have a leaching problem or something like that. But typically be 5, 6 zones in a field, in an 80 or 160 acre field. Well, it depends. If you've had any kind of nitrogen loss, it could be an advantage. It could be a yield advantage on corn. In the case of wheat, where many times people, because the herbicide to control downy brome is so expensive, if their infestation is not very heavy, they'll just not put it on, and they'll just sacrifice the yield dock, and they'll sacrifice the foreign material dock at the elevator because the problem is not that severe. So in those two cases, where we would put the chemical on in the case of wheat, or where we would put the extra nitrogen on in corn in the case of denitrification, they're going to get a yield increase. In those spots of the field, for example, where downy brome is taken over, we've seen yield increases as much as 50%. Yeah, it really depends on what the issue is. Obviously there is some, I can't tell you off the top of my head what that size is, but clearly there would be some type of a threshold there where it wouldn't pay to do it. Kind of countering that a little bit is some of the folks that are doing custom application might not drive over the whole field to achieve a smaller portion of the field. They might use their GPS-equipped sprayers and spreaders to just drive, right to the spots of the field that need it. So that might kind of counterbalance it. But clearly there is a kind of a floor to that, and it probably varies on a field-by-field basis depending upon the severity of the problem. Well, if you want to know the honest truth, it's just dumb luck, really. We've been working on this for a couple of years. We thought it was really going to, of course, when we were doing our field work, it was when nitrogen prices went through that big spike, and we said, aha, we got it. Nitrogen prices are high. Corn was at $2, and we said, boy, we got a nitrogen thing. This will still deliver cost savings to the question that was asked before, but, with $4 corn, folks are interested in yield too. So I think there's two messages here. One message is the cost message, clearly, which, regardless of price, you're still going to get the cost advantage. But also, if producers are looking to top that crop off before it gets to the reproductive stage, this is a system that can do that as well. So you can kind of, play it with both sides of the fence a little bit, depending upon what the market conditions are. It's integral with scouting the fields. In fact, the thing that's important here is that the management zones that are created from the aerial flyover just tell you that there's a difference. It doesn't tell you what that difference is. So you really have to have that precision ag expertise in the loop, whether that's an outside individual or the grower or whomever, to identify what exactly is that. Is it a nitrogen deficiency, or maybe is it something else? But you really need the scouting, at least for parts of that field, to identify what the problem is. Just tells you things are different. Doesn't tell you what it is. Yes, sir? Yeah, there's lots of different ways to use this. Clearly we're focused right now on corn and wheat, where it's identify the problem and fix the problem for the same crop. But I know, for example, in the Red River Valley, they're mapping with this similar type of technology, sugar beets as they senesce and as they turn yellow, and then they're making a map of that and using it as a nitrogen map the following year. So a lot of things are possible here. We're just kind of on the beginning stages of this technology, and particularly we've focused on same year, same crop applications, because those are the low-hanging fruit. But there are certainly things that, you know, as you develop these maps like I showed, that, you know, maybe the zones don't change that much. Maybe we could use the zones in year two that we used in year one. I think that's certainly something that, as we learn with this system, we're going to be investigating.